Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. High school football playoff time now is a week away as the regular season concluded last night. We'll get into those scores in a minute. But, of course, joining us back now here in the studio, he had a week off last week. Well, technically he wasn't off. He was actually on assignment down in Jacksonville covering the Westminster Dog Show pre-qualifiers.
There you go, brother. Interesting day last Saturday. I was down there doing, you know, undercover report for Bishop Media.
Undercover.
You know, I was down there. Boy, those Gators. 8:30 last week, was cooking breakfast at the tailgate spot. Those Gators started chirping. Oh, Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen's a better game day coach than Kirby Smart. Better X's and O's coach. Yeah, Kirby's a better recruiter, but Dan will take Kirby's players and win a national championship. Blah, 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 blah. See, this went on from 8 a.m., 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. About 2:30, the reality set in that we got to walk to this stadium and back it up. And then things started quieting, you know, getting a little quiet, Jason. About 7 o'clock, when it was all said and done, it was like going on a camping trip, brother. A lot of crickets out there chirping. Gator fans looking for ant piles on the way back to their cars. A lot of keys shaking, a lot of tears. Dogs, 24-17.
With major implications in the college football playoff. We'll talk about that later in the show. Of course, we'll get into your high school football stuff here just momentarily. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Shell and Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031, or online shell.hogan.com.
All right, so the scores from last night. Bullock Academy rolls into St. Simon's. Huge rivalry game between Bullock and Frederica. And really, a hard-fought game. I'm willing to say this. I believe if Frederica had 50 kids on their roster, which they don't, they're about 30-ish. Of course, Bullock had about 50. John Millich the week before had about 50. I really believe that if Frederica had 50 kids on their roster, they would very rarely lose.
Frederica's a banged-up football team. They had a couple of key injuries last night in that football game. They fought hard. You know, Coach Derek had his team ready to play. They just were a little outmanned. On the physical side, bigger team. I see why now Statesboro's been down for a few years.
All the kids are at Bullock.
A lot of kids that used to play at Statesboro High School are running the football at Bullock Academy, and they're a good football team, and they just pounded on Frederica and kind of wore them down in the fourth quarter. But great effort by Frederica last night.
24-7, Bullock downs Frederica. Camden outlasts Tift 20-30. Bradwell gets thumped by Glenn 44-15.
Ooh.
Yeah, Glenn's the 2 seed. Bradwell's the 4 from that region.
Tucker Tigers coming to play the Glenn Academy Red Terriers at Glenn County Stadium next week.
Yep, we'll get into that shortly. Lee County 35-17 winners over Coffey. Northside goes down to Houston 21-10. And for the first time since 1991, you told me this on the way down here, for the first time since 1991, the Northside Warner Robins Eagles will not be in the playoffs.
They might show up on a list later in the show.
I wonder what list that might be. Yeah. Maybe segment 3?
Probably.
Okay. Richmond Hill, region winners 41-0 over Effingham. Statesboro makes the playoffs, beating New Hampstead 30-6. Ware dismantles Wayne in what amounted to a region championship game, and Ware opened up a can, 48-14 on the Yellow Jackets.
They beat the Jackets up and down the field, and that just, I was expecting Ware to win, but not like that.
Yeah, agreed. Appling 48-0 winners over Tatnall. Brantley makes the playoffs by beating Long County 40-7. They get a 4 seed.
Now they make a trip to Peach County.
See you.
Good luck with that.
Pierce County 42-7 winners over Liberty. Jenkins beats Benedictine 34-9 to win the region.
The Jenkins Warriors, baby, region champions out of Savannah region. I don't care what kind of region it is, quality wise.
It's but solid.
Jenkins Warriors are a region football champion. And no, listeners, you did not hear that incorrectly. The Jenkins Warriors are back, baby.
I've had Jenkins in my power rankings for one week. I've been telling you how good they were, and all I've heard from over there was, you got Jenkins in your – oh, no, that's terrible. I've been telling you, they are legit since week one.
No, since week one, my you-know-what. Okay.
Vidalia 26-10 winners over Bacon. Toombs takes down Swainsboro 31-20. Charlton County, what a tough year. The only win that Charlton County obtained this season was the season opener against Frederica. That's the only game they won. They went 1-9. They lose Lanier 28-14.
Wow. Now we know why Rich McWhorter bolted.
Clinch County, 20-7 winners over Telfair. Irwin, 49-0 over Turner. Calvary Day gets another tough, hard-fought win over ECI in a crossover game to win that region. There'll be a 1 seed. Claxton, 24-7 over Jenkins County. Country Day, 47. Johnson, 42. That game a lot closer than what I anticipated. Savannah Christian blows out Montgomery, 41-0. MCA, home playoff game, 27-0 winners over Trutland in the crossover. The Buccaneers will be at the Ship Friday night in the first round of the playoffs.
Yes, they are. I'm so proud of those guys. They came back, had a fantastic season, hosting a state playoff game.
Deerfield Windsor goes down to Valwood, 10-7 in a much closer game than that was supposed to be. And just so you know, Tift area lost to Southland this past Friday night, last night. And so what that means, the Frederica Academy Knights will be trucking all the way up to Southland, which is North Georgia.
Americus. Yeah. We got to give you a geography lesson, man.
Where's Americus?
Wow. Americus is about 45 minutes north of Albany, Georgia.
Where's Albany?
Like I said. And you sitting here talking about a high school power pole for a select geographic region, and you don't even know the geography in the state of Georgia. This is what I deal with, listeners, every single Saturday. Now you know why I took last week off to go on an undercover assignment.
Albany's near Dalton, right?
Next. What you want to talk about?
I
can't give you a quick geography lesson, man. You're the same person that had a team in Macon, just south of Macon, in your power pole and did not know where they were a few weeks ago. Then I think that's when you put Jenkins in the pole after you had to take this team out.
Pinewood. You're right. Pinewood's the team that got in because of that.
Okay.
And you're right. You know, I thought veterans, it's an honest mistake. I mean, I know a lot of people that think veterans was in Savannah.
Okay. You seem to make a lot of mistakes, especially on the college football predicting and all that kind of stuff. We'll you make a lot of those mistakes.
I've got a blockbuster pick.
I'm sure you do.
When we get to that segment.
Oh.
That's the next segment. I got a blockbuster for
you. Should be a doozy.
It's going to be a good one. Write it down in pen.
High school football playoffs. Man, best time of the year.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online shellhogan.com.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show, where on 4th and Inches, we run the damn ball. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. I am shocked that the Braves parted ways with team legend Julio Teheran. The best team in the country, Ohio State. LSU, Bama, game of the century for the third time this century. Florida fans, you would have gotten blown out by UGA if Felipe was playing. Stop with that. Three things that are always open in Florida: Waffle House, Walmart, Lawrence Cager. Don't look now, but here come the Steelers. Write this down. The Saints are the best team in the NFL. The playoff committee ranked undefeated Minnesota where? That's more disrespect than they showed UCF. The next Florida State coach, Kip Branch. Can't do any worse. Nick Foles will start for the Jags when he comes back, simply because the Jags have 88 million reasons for him to play. Write this down. No one is beating the Patriots. Welcome to Waffle House. My name is Willie Taggart. I am officially addicted to The Watchmen on HBO. Tick tock. And these are my thoughts.
Have you seen that show?
I haven't seen it yet.
Solid.
I've been watching, Sandra and I have been watching, binge watching this thing called Designated Survivor on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's
what's that about?
It's about a cabinet member of the White House. There's a terrorist attack on the Capitol. He's the designated survivor in a hidden location. Everybody's killed and he's all of a sudden the president.
I think that bed means that the producers want us to get into college football. I mean, you can just tell us. East Carolina at 25, SMU. I'll take SMU.
I'll take SMU as well.
Vandy at number 10, Florida. I'll take the Gators.
4th and Inches. Run the ball, Dan Mullen.
Maryland at number 1, Ohio State.
Ohio State.
24. Penn State at 17. Minnesota. Minnesota getting shown no respect. Penn State's going to show us why.
I'm going to take the Gophers today at home. I'm going to take them today.
Next week, I want you to remember that you
I
did
will.
This. Okay.
Okay.
12, Baylor at TCU. I'm taking the Horned Frogs at home in an upset.
I'm taking Baylor. They feel disrespected. Beat Kansas State. Oklahoma lost to Kansas State. Undefeated. Oklahoma's ranked three spots ahead of them in the college football fold. Garbage.
UConn at 20, Cincinnati. I'll take the Bearcats.
I'll take Cincy as well.
Number 19, Wake Forest at Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech at home. I'll take the Hokies in an upset.
I'll take Virginia Tech too, but I kind of wanted that Orange Bowl matchup between Florida and Wake Forest. But no. It don't seem like it's going to happen.
That'd be an awful game.
That's what, okay.
The Orange Bowl, whatever team you take that's not Clemson, it's going to be an awful
Felipe
game.
Felipe Franks could be healed up by the Orange Bowl.
Okay. Number 2, LSU at 3, Alabama. By the way, this is for me, this is Upset Saturday. I'm giving you all the upsets that are going to happen today. There are going to be a lot of them. Number 2, LSU at number 3, Alabama. I'll take the Tigers.
I'll take Bama today. I don't know if LSU's defense can cover them wide receivers for Bama.
16, Kansas State at Texas. Texas at home. I'll take Texas.
I'll take Texas as well. I'm not a big believer in Kansas State, even though they did beat Oklahoma.
18, Iowa at 13, Wisconsin in the Nobody Cares Bowl. I'll take Wisconsin.
I'll take Wisconsin as well.
Mizzou at Georgia. Let me tell you something right now. Georgia's coming off a big win. They're looking ahead to Auburn. This is a trap game. Georgia's going to struggle in this football game. They'll find a way to win. This is a close game.
Missouri's not a bad defense. They're a decent team. I think Georgia pulls away in the second half, wins by 10 or 14 points.
15, Notre Dame at Duke. I'll take the Fighting Irish.
I'll take the Irish as well.
Write this down.
Yeah, here we go.
Number 5, Clemson at NC State in Raleigh. There is no good team in the ACC to pick to upset Clemson. I think this is the best shot. NC State at home in Raleigh. NC State knocks off the Tigers.
That knocks Clemson completely out of the playoffs.
Yes, it does.
Which they're going to be in the playoffs. I'll take Clemson.
Iowa State at number 9, Oklahoma. I'll take the Sooners.
Man, I had you look up Iowa State pregame. I'll take Oklahoma.
All right. Wyoming at 22, Boise. Boise.
I'm going to take Boise as well.
Western Kentucky at Arkansas. Are you going to pull the trigger?
I'm taking Western Kentucky to beat Arkansas today at Arkansas's homecoming.
Our listening audience, I want you to remember that these are the kinds of picks that we get from Kip Branch, and then he comes in every week and criticizes
Arkansas
me.
Arkansas's awful.
Okay. New Mexico State at Ole Miss. I'll take Ole Miss. You going to Mexico State?
No, okay. I'll take Ole Miss.
Appalachian State at South Carolina. I literally heard someone in the Glynn County market that's in sports radio pick Appalachian State in a blowout over South Carolina, and it blew my mind. Of course, I think those folks are from North Carolina, but South Carolina's going to win the game. They have SEC talent.
Doesn't surprise me. You got these ACC. I mean, they need to focus and stick to basketball, and all these Carolina, you know, so-called football experts, we know what they excel at. I'll take South Carolina.
Tennessee at Kentucky. You know what? I'm going to take the Vols in a close game here.
I'll take Tennessee as well. They're looking good right now.
In the ACC, Florida State at Boston College. Florida State begins to right the ship. I think they're going to beat Florida down the road. The Noles beat Boston College today.
I'm going to take Boston College because I just don't know what you're going to get with Florida State. We know what they got under Willie T for 21 games, but I'm hoping they can rebound. No, actually, I'm not. I'm going to take a big Boston College.
Georgia Tech at Virginia. I'll take UVA at home.
I'll take Virginia as well.
Louisville at Miami. I'll take the Hurricanes, I guess.
I'm going to take Louisville. I don't know the injury situation with DJ. I don't know if he's going to play, but I don't know how banged up he is. I'll take Louisville.
Boy, I tell you what, DJ has had a tough year. He is a one-man wrecking crew for the Hurricanes. If he doesn't score, they don't.
Yeah.
Whew. In the Sun Belt. Georgia Southern at Troy. Georgia Southern coming off the big win over App State. Maybe a little bit of a letdown on the road. Dangerous game at Troy. Troy's a decent football team, but I'll take the Eagles to win.
I'll take Georgia Southern as well in that football game.
Georgia State at Louisiana Monroe. I'll take Georgia State.
I'll take Louisiana Monroe in this football game.
Why are you taking Louisiana Monroe?
Well, they missed the extra point. Would have probably beat Florida State in overtime earlier in the season, so I'll give them benefit of the doubt at home.
in the first round of the high school football playoffs, we got a little bit of time to get to that. Number three, Hepzibah, goes to number two, Toombs, and double A, triple A, Brantley, on the road to Peach.
Ouch.
Monroe, on the road to Benedictine. Westside Macon will be hosted by Appling. Windsor Forest makes the playoffs, and for that, they get to go to Crisp. Liberty goes to Jackson, and Jenkins will be hosting some at-large team. We don't really know who yet.
At-large in AAA. Wow.
South Effingham goes to number one, Jones. Number four, Ola, gets hosted by Ware. Statesboro goes to Dutchtown. Stockbridge goes to Wayne. These are all 5A, by the way. In 6A, Bradwell goes to Stevenson. Coffey to Heritage Conyers. Martin Luther King will be hosted by Richmond Hill. Lakeside Evans goes to Valdosta.
Ouch.
Brunswick High goes to South Atlanta tomorrow. The Glen Academy Red Terriers will be hosting Tucker as a three seed.
That's a dangerous three seed right there.
No joke.
They're not the Tucker that, you know, they were a couple of few years ago, but they're still Tucker.
Camden will go to Marietta. North Cobb goes to Colquitt. Hillgrove, pretty good football team. They'll go to Lowndes.
We'll find out how good they really are.
And in the Gisa, you will have Frederica heading to Americus, which is up near Dalton.
No. Americus is not far from Plains, Georgia, where Jimmy Carter lives, which you wouldn't understand because you don't know geography. But that's okay.
I know who Jimmy Carter is.
Yeah, you don't know. If you think Americus is close to Dalton, then there's no hope for you on this show.
Dalton is the carpet capital of the world.
Yeah, and that's probably about four or five hours away from Americus. Maybe longer. I don't know. It's a good ways.
So it's not close to Dalton's, what you're saying?
No, it's in Americus is in that southwest Georgia, middle Georgia. It's kind of upper southwest Georgia.
Huh. What's it close to?
Albany, Cordele, Crisp County, places like that.
I know where Crisp County is. They're in my poll.
They can't be in your poll. They're too far out of the geographic region.
Oh, well, then I'll take them out.
Okay.
Bryce Harper's of Sports Radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. With a region title on the line, the Ware County Gators dominated Wayne 48-14. The Knights of Frederica and Bullock Academy squared off with the 2 seed, with the Knights coming out on the short end 24-7. Glenn clinched the 2 seed in their region, whipping Bradwell 44-14. Pierce throttles Liberty 42-7. Camden notches their first win in the region over Tip 30-20 to claim the 3 seed. MCA clinches a home playoff game by beating Troutland 27-0. And Brantley makes the playoffs with a 4 seed, beating Long 40-7.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're going to jump into our Kip Branch butt hurt segment here shortly, but it's brought to you by Petrie Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Petrie Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Petrie Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums. And Petrie Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at PetrieFest.com or 912-265-9700.
All right, so now we will jump into the Kip Ranch butthurt segment for this week. Cue his pirate music.
There you go. Pirate music. That's a key. Number 5, Jason, on the butthurt list this week, Florida State football.
Yeah, that's got to be there.
Willie Taggart, we didn't even get time to know you. I mean, you were only there 21 games. Jimbo left a big mess. You came, you tried to clean it up. People argue you didn't get enough time. Blah, blah, blah. People that wanted you fired for more reasons because of wins and losses, if you know what I mean. And Florida State football has got to get back to being a tough, physical football team like they were when Bobby Bowden was there.
What were some of the other reasons that they...
Well, Willie came in. You know, he came in 1 year from Oregon. People say his resume wasn't good enough to come to Florida State. And they just, you know, I don't know. He was at South Florida, went to Oregon for 1 year, kind of job hopped, and people at Florida State didn't like that even before they brought him in and hired him.
Okay.
Didn't think he had the resume to get that job. I don't know. I mean, who knows? Willie, we'll never know. He'll land on his feet, though. He's getting a big buyout, and he'll probably hang out at the Waffle House, like you said, for a little while, get a job down the road, and he'll bounce back. Number 4 on the butthurt list this week, Northside Warner Robins Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Man, 3-7 at Northside, not making the high school football playoffs. What in the world is going on?
I told you Northside was going to go 3-7.
3-7 and not make the playoffs, and that is unheard of. That's happened twice in the last 50 years. Now 3 times. After they lost to Houston County last night, the Northside Warner Robins Eagles. Number 4 on the butthurt list. Number 3 on the butthurt list, the Golden State Warriors at 2-7.
Yep.
Man, all these people, all these Warrior bandwagon jumpers on social media, where are they now?
Nowhere to be found.
They're gone.
LeBron Steph, ran them off.
Gone. 2-7. KD's gone. Steph's hurt. Klay's hurt. They're on their way to be an NBA lottery team.
Yes, they are.
They are. Number 2 on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, and I am tired of hearing all the drama surrounding this football team. The Cleveland Browns. They're 2-6. Baker Mayfield was the greatest thing last year, and he's not living up to all the hype this year. He's struggling, throwing interceptions. The Browns are just not a very good football team. And this was a year with Pittsburgh and Ben Roethlisberger being hurt. This was a year they could have made some noise in that division, but instead they're 2-6. And it's not good in Cleveland.
They're not going to win the division.
No, they're not going to win the division. And number one on the butt hurt list this week.
Wait. Can I guess? No, go ahead.
Number one, the Florida Gators. After chirping and talking, Dan Mullen, all during the talk season, blah, 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 blah. You get to Jacksonville with a chance to win the SEC East, and you lay a big, fat orange egg.
An orange egg.
That's what you do.
A Mullen egg.
A Mullen egg. You can't spell Mullen without two L's. And the Gators. The Gators come to Jacksonville and rush for 21 yards in a game, basically to win the SEC East. You can't run the football against good teams. You're not going to win anything. Play calling was suspect. Two timeouts in the first 3 or 4 minutes of the football game. Calling 7-yard out passes on 4th and 2.5 inches. I mean, they just outthought themselves. Oh, we're going to out-coach Kirby today. First thing, you can't out-recruit Kirby. And apparently, Kirby's out-coached you 2 years in a row now in Jacksonville. So, Dan, you got to go out. You know, if you can't beat Kirby with what you got to go out and get better players. That means you got to recruit. That means you got to find a quarterback. That means you got to find a running back, an SEC running back that can run the football up the middle for a half yard on fourth down. There's a lot of things you got to improve, Florida, if you want to run with the big dogs in the East. Number one on the butt hurt list this week, the Florida Gators, and they have been a tough bunch this week. I got Florida friends that won't even return my phone calls. Fancy that.
Won't even answer your call.
Yeah, they're hiding from me. And I've never known these folks to hide, but they playing hide and seek this week.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Maybe that's where the Gator fans are. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come on by from 11:30 to last call. And as always, free beer tomorrow. We hope to see you soon.
No more Florida Gator talk. You got it out.
I got it out. So we got to focus on Missouri. We can't focus on these bottom feeders now. We got to focus.
Oh, he said he was done. And then we got to
focus.
Another.
Time to focus on teams that we Georgia controls its destiny now. And so Florida's behind them. So we got to focus on Missouri today. Going to be a tough game, by the way.
I was listening to sports talk down in Jacksonville, and they were talking about that the Gators were actually still in it.
No, they're not. They better get their wristbands squared away today.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
It's that time, the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings. But before I jump into that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southern Hardware and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Guys, November is here and Christmas is on the way. Get your special someone to hightail it down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, and that's December the 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's a touchdown. Gifts for all ages and all budgets. Remember, everyone wants a Cunningham bow under the tree. Cunningham Jewelers located at 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
You can't tell that you're reading that at all.
Hey, it's a new read, man.
Okay.
Got to get it right.
All right. All right, so here we go. The Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings. I'll start by recapping last week. From last week, at number 10, Valdosta, 9, Liberty, number 8, Pinewood, 7, the Jenkins Warriors, 6, Wayne County, 5, Clinch, 4, Irwin, 3, Pierce, 2, Savannah Country Day, and number 1 was Lowndes. And now moving forward to this week, we'll start at number 10. And I'm telling you, this was the toughest one spot that I had to figure out. Looking at all the different teams, and once everything was put into the logarithm, everything came out really, really, really close.
Logarithm.
But the team that ended up by percentage points getting that 10th seed, Appling County at 8-2.
Appling County, who lost last night, but still peaks in a poll.
I think Appling won.
Oh, they won? Who'd they play last night? No, Jeff Davis. That's another team.
This is what I deal with.
Yeah.
Don't even know who wins.
Appling County, number 10.
At number 9. So Appling County has been in the poll once before. They're now back. And at number 9, another team that's been in the poll once before and makes their way back in with a good win last night, 8-2, the Camden County Wildcats.
Camden's back after a two-week hiatus.
At number eight, moving up two spots at 8-2, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Valdosta's number eight in the power pool, but they're going to play for a state championship in 6A in a few weeks.
Well, they'll probably move up. Yeah. At number seven, at 8-1, moving up a spot, the Pinewood Patriots. What's going on over there?
I thought of a joke. I started laughing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mess up your segment.
Oh, okay. At number six, winning a region championship last night, up one spot at 8-1, the Jenkins Warriors.
The Warriors, baby, have won the Savannah region for the first time in probably 40 years.
At number five, at 9-1, Clinch County, staying where they are.
Clinch on a collision course with Irwin in the single A bracket.
Funny you should mention Irwin, because ranked one spot ahead of Clinch County at 9-0 is Irwin County.
Collision course. They'll probably play in the state championship again.
At number three, at 10-0, the Pierce County Bears.
Pierce County got a potential third round matchup with Greater Atlanta Christian looming if they can take care of business.
At number two, at 10-0, undefeated, winning a very, very tough region last night in a crossover game. At 10-0, Savannah Country Day at number two. And the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School football power rankings, getting the bye last week, getting the week off, but it didn't matter because they've got so many big wins that when you put the math into the logarithm, it came back with them being the number one team, Lowndes County at 10-0.
There's a shocker right there. Best team, all classifications, state of Georgia. They're very deserving. Savannah Country Day, not so much.
How can you say that when they're undefeated?
Well, they're undefeated, but...
And they play in a tough region.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There's probably eight teams that are ranked ahead that they wouldn't beat in this poll.
Once again, I have to explain this to you every week.
Oh, I get it.
It's not about who Team X beating Team Y because they're ranked above Team
Y.
It's about how well a team does within their own schedule.
I forgot. Seven teams, because Pinewood's in here at number seven. They'd probably take care of Pinewood.
Who would?
Savannah Country Day.
Boy, that'd be close. That'd be a good game.
That would be
two powerhouses.
Probably a good game.
I just get the feeling every week when I do these that you just don't respect where I've got these teams ranked. I just get that vibe.
I mean, Valdosta probably could be a little higher, don't you think, in the poll? But
Valdosta's got two losses.
Who they lose to? Lowndes? So you don't even know who teams lose to. They lost to Lowndes and Lee County.
That's two good losses, but still two losses.
Yeah, that's probably the best loss resume in the nation.
Colquitt. How many losses does Colquitt have?
They're outside of your geographical region.
You just said it. You just said period.
I mean, they lost to Lowndes, and they lost. Then they lose to Valdosta.
Yeah,
yeah. But Valdosta's ranked eighth behind Pinewood. Go figure.
Well, because Pinewood's only lost one game.
Go figure. Jenkins,
region champs.
They are region champs.
Not only did they beat Benedictine last night, they dominated Benedictine last night.
I don't know what's going on with the Cadets up in Savannah.
Cadets.
That's what they call themselves sometimes. Yeah. But Irwin and Clinch, though, they're possibly, I don't know how the brackets are going to play out in the single A, but they could meet in the state championship game for the third year in a row.
And, of course, now this was the last regular season game of the high school football season. So last year what I did with my power rankings is I stopped ranking teams when the season ended.
It gets too confusing, because when his teams get exposed in the playoffs, he'll come back at the end of the season and he'll come back with a final ranking. So you guys, this is a political spin doctor here. So now you get the gist of what he's trying to sell here. He's going to do regular season rankings, and then he's going to take a 5-week hiatus and come back up with a final top 10 and tell you about these teams that, you know, he's been believing in them all season, because he don't want to deal with his teams getting exposed in the playoffs, like Appling and like Pinewood and like Jenkins and like Savannah Country Day. They'll get exposed within the first two rounds, and then you won't hear anything else out of these squads until 2020.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done now.
Now that you're done with that monologue, I have decided
okay,
that where last year I took I stopped ranking at the end of the regular season because I didn't think it would be fair to some of the teams that wouldn't make the playoffs. But then I realized that all my teams that are in the rankings are in the playoffs. So we can still do the rankings through the playoffs. So I made the decision that the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings will continue until the last game of the high school football season, including playoffs, is over.
You want me to give you a prediction? Nah, I'm not going to predict because I don't want to be right again like I always am on this show.
Yeah, that's not something you do very well anyway, is the whole predicting thing.
Jenkins. I'm fired up about the Jenkins
Warriors. Jenkins is your pick to finish number one in my poll?
No, I'm just fired up about Jenkins. They've been a doormat for so long. I'm just fired up about them turning the corner in Savannah and winning a championship.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. With a region title on the line, the Ware County Gators dominated Wayne 48-14. The Knights of Frederica and Bullock Academy squared off with the 2 seed, with the Knights coming out on the short end 24-7. Glenn clinched the 2 seed in their region, whipping Bradwell 44-14. Pierce throttles Liberty 42-7. Camden notches their first win in the region over Tip 30-20 to claim the 3 seed. MCA clinches a home playoff game by beating Troutland 27-0. And Brantley makes the playoffs with a 4 seed, beating Long 40-7.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
They are prime time. They just aren't, it's not after dark. They're on ESPN at noon, man.
The folks in Minnesota are upset that they're playing a noon game today in which they're undefeated, Penn State's undefeated, and they're playing at noon instead of a primetime game.
You think the people at that game care?
I mean, it's just, Minnesota doesn't get many opportunities or in the past.
Well, they're on TV.
They're playing at noon.
I mean, if you win,
instead of at 7.
Win this game today and you'll play Ohio State in primetime.
In the Big 10 championship game, because I don't think they're on Ohio State's schedule until then, if they win their division, which they got a two-game lead.
You'll be on primetime.
Two-game lead.
Yeah.
All right, high school, I keep wanting to say high school, college football rankings.
We're going to do top 10?
We're going to do the top 10, and then for right now, and then I'm going to give you I'm going to tell you who's going to make the playoff. Kip will do the same. So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
We'll do 10 and 10 and we'll go down the list that way. Who's your number 10 team?
My number 10 team is the Oklahoma Sooners.
My number 10 team's Minnesota.
Right now?
Right now.
Okay. At number 9, I've got Oregon.
Number 9, I got Oklahoma.
Okay. At number 8, I've got Georgia.
Number 8, I've got Oregon.
Number 7, I've got Minnesota.
Number 7, I've got Georgia.
Number 6, I've got Baylor.
Number 6, I've got Baylor.
Number 5, I've got Clemson.
Number 5, I've got Penn State.
Number 4, Penn State.
Number 4, I've got Alabama.
Number 3, Bama.
Number 3, I've got Clemson.
2, Ohio State.
Number 2, I've got Ohio State.
Number 1, LSU.
Number 1, LSU.
Run down your top 10.
I just did.
Well, from start to finish.
LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, Penn State, Baylor, Georgia, Oregon, Oklahoma, Minnesota, just on the outside at 11, Utah.
Yeah, Utah's my 11th as well.
Yeah.
All right, I've got LSU, Ohio State, Bama, Penn State, Clemson, Baylor, Minnesota, Georgia, Oregon, Oklahoma, in that order. Final four. The four seed, I've got LSU.
The four seed...
with one loss. Got LSU there with one loss in the SEC championship game.
I got Georgia.
As a four?
No, excuse me. My bad. At number four, I've got Clemson. Undefeated when it's all said and done.
And getting in as a four?
As a four.
That's interesting.
Yep.
At number three, I've got at one loss SEC champ Georgia at three.
That's who I got at number three.
All right. At number two, I've got undefeated Clemson.
At number two, I've got a Pac-12 champion. They're going to get a team in this year. If Oregon or Utah hangs in there, a one-loss Pac-12 championship team is going to get stuck in there because of the political pressure. They are.
So you're not putting two SEC teams in?
No. The politics won't allow it this year. They could talk about being unbiased and picking the best teams, but this thing isn't going to work if Pac-12 teams keep getting left out, and they're going to put one in this year. If there's only if there's Oregon or Utah there with one loss, they'll get put in.
All right, so my number one team, undefeated, Ohio State.
Mine too.
That's going to be my number one seed.
So I got Ohio State playing Clemson. I got Georgia playing right now Oregon.
My first round would be Ohio State and LSU. I would take LSU in that football game. Clemson at Georgia. I'll take Georgia in a blowout in that game. And then your national championship game will be a repeat of the SEC championship game, LSU-Georgia. And I would take Georgia to win again.
I got Ohio State and Georgia in mind playing for the title.
And look, like the folks that know me, they know I'm a Georgia fan, but they know that I'm not one of those Georgia fans that wears the goggles, right? That right. Doesn't see things for what they really are. I truly believe that Georgia's defense is better than LSU's defense. I believe that now that Lawrence Cager's back, you're going to see a much better offensive performance from Georgia from here on out through the rest of the season, and I think they're going to be legit going in. And when they get into the SEC championship game, they're going to be able to put pressure on Joe Burrow, which no one's been able to do. Alabama's not going to be able to do it today either.
The wild card to me in this thing is Baylor. They're the wild card.
Well, Baylor's got to beat Oklahoma.
If they beat Oklahoma and run through the Big 12, they'll get put in the playoff, and they'll leave a Pac-12 team out.
Well, but Kip, Baylor's got to beat Oklahoma twice to get in. To get in, they've got to beat Oklahoma twice.
That's
and
the
I just
wild card.
I just don't see that happening. I can understand maybe them catching Oklahoma once, but getting them the second time in the championship game, or their so-called championship game there in the Big 12, I can't put my money on Baylor beating Oklahoma twice in the same season.
Clemson's the only team here that can lose and not control their destiny from here on out in the regular. If Clemson loses to anybody in the regular season, they're out regardless of what they do because the ACC is so weak. All these other teams we got in the top 10 kind of control their destiny.
I agree with you from a common sense standpoint. But then as you mentioned about the Pac-12 getting a team in because of political pressure, I would wonder if the committee would play politics and then try to buzz up the ACC as to being better than what it is and get Clemson in somehow.
Who would Clemson play in an ACC championship game? They
play the Coastal.
Which is just weak as well water. I mean, it's weak. I mean, you're talking about teams with probably two or three losses on the resume coming into a championship game. Maybe three or more losses. I don't know. But Clemson's is a team in this top five, six teams. They cannot afford a loss. And just because the ACC is so weak. And the ACC should not be a weak conference with Florida State and Miami and the Virginia Techs of the world. But right now it's in a down cycle other than Clemson.
They'd get either Virginia or Pitt.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know who.
And those teams are weak.
But I'm just saying.
I mean, Virginia lost to Notre Dame.
And that's assuming that Clemson gets by.
Clemson cannot afford a loss and get in the playoff. Everybody else pretty much controls their destiny.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online shellhogan.com.